Thanks.
What time will you be home, Master?
Oh, I'll be home early tonight, Jeannie. We're going out on a double date with Major Healy. And then we're going to dinner, and I have tickets for the theater.
Oh, I love the theater. Will we see a play by Aristophanes?
No, Aristophanes is not as popular as he once was.
Oh, that is too bad. He is such a nice man.
Yeah.
Who will Major Healy be taking?
I don't know. I didn't say. Oh, it's Raj. Will you let him in?
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Good morning.
Raj. Say, where'd you like to go to dinner tonight?
Dinner?
Yeah, we got a date, remember?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't make it tonight.
Oh, why not?
Well, I'm up to my ears in work.
What are you talking about? We're working on the same project. We're way ahead of schedule.
I know, but I wouldn't feel right letting it go just to go out on a date. You go and have fun, and I'll work.
Oh, but you must eat, Major Healy.
Well, I can pick up a sandwich over the office.
And what about your date?
Well, my date, well, she, I canceled it. You know, you surprise me. There's more to life than running around having fun all the time. Well, let's go, huh? Funny thing, I was just saying to myself the other day, why don't I give Osu a call? Look, if you're not doing anything tonight, I thought maybe the two of us could, It's Roger Healy. Hello. Well, she's too tall for me anyway. Oh, boy. Who wants to go with a girl that's 5 feet tall? Hi, Marilyn. This is Roger Healy. Well, I met you at Francis Gordon's party last year. It's, No, I'm not the tall, blonde banker. No, I'm the short, cute, dark-haired astronaut. Look, I was wondering if you're not doing anything tonight, maybe the two of us could, Well, maybe next month. It's a bad month for you. Well, maybe some other month. Nice talking to you.
General Peterson asked me to give these to you, Major Healy.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Evelyn.
Yes?
Evelyn, I was just thinking,
Yes, Major?
Tony and I aren't going on a double date tonight, and I thought if you weren't doing anything, maybe the two of us could,
I'm afraid my fiancé wouldn't like it. He's very jealous.
Jealous? Fiancé. I didn't know you were engaged. That's great, though. That's great. Well, maybe some other time. I've got a lot of work to do anyway. Oh, Evelyn. Thinking you don't happen to have a roommate, do you?
I live with my mother.
Well, if she's not doing anything tonight,
Oh, thanks. Coffee for you?
Coffee.
Oh, thank you. Change your mind about tonight?
Tonight? Oh, tonight. Oh, look, I told you, I'm not interested in dating. I've got a lot of work to do.
Well, you haven't been out in weeks. So you mean you're not dating anybody?
Am I? Are you kidding me? Am I dating anybody? I'm dating dozens of girls. Listen, they don't call me Casanova Healy for nothing, you know.
No girl in particular, huh?
Well, they're all particular. That's why they go out with me. You know, I am. I play the field. They just have to line up and wait their turn.
Okay, we'll go out with Eddie and Gene Anderson.
Yeah, nice couple. Do that. That's really nice. Oh, Tony. That's a pretty tie.
You're gonna be here, huh? Thank you.
Jeannie, what are you doing here?
I'm worried about Major Healy, Master.
Well, Roger, why are you worried about him?
Is he going with us tonight?
No, he's not.
I did not think so. And I think I know why.
Well, yeah, well, he told us why. He's gonna work tonight.
I do not think that is the real reason. Master, I do not believe Major Healy can get a date.
What, old Casanova Healy? He can get all the dates he wants.
No, I do not think so. But would that not be a lovely idea?
What?
If Major Healy could get all the dates he wants, if all women found him irresistible.
Yeah, I suppose it would.
Well, I shall go home now, Master. I want to get dressed so that Major Healy and his date will think that I am beautiful.
Jeannie, I told you that Roger's not going out with us tonight.
Oh, I think so.
No, I don't think so.
Roger Healy. Sue who? Sue? Oh, yeah, well, we were probably disconnected. You would like to go out to dinner with me tonight? Yeah, but you said... Oh, wait, can you hold on, Sue? Yeah, I've got someone on the other line. Roger, really, look, can you hold on, sir? Marilyn? is the date still on? I thought you said you were busy. Well, it's nice of you to break the date just for me. I'm glad. Yeah. You couldn't keep me off your mind all year. Hold on. Don't go away. Hello, Sue.
Major Healy.
Hold on, yes?
What time did you say dinner was tonight?
Dinner tonight? What about your fiancé?
What about him?
What about him? Don't go away. Hello, yeah, Sue? Yeah, something's come up. I'm afraid I can't make it tonight, huh? And don't worry by the phone, huh? I may not be able to get back to you. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Goodbye. Bye, yeah. Don't go away.
Not a chance.
Hello, Marilyn? Yeah. Marilyn, I'm afraid I'm not going to get to you tonight. I'm awfully sorry. And look, maybe I can get back to you in a couple of weeks, huh? Yeah, don't wait. Goodbye, Marilyn.
Strangest thing. It's as though I've never really looked at you before. You're the most exciting man I've ever met.
Oh. Let's not tell your fiancé about this.
Till tonight.
What time shall I pick you up?
Oh, don't bother. I'll meet you at your place. I'll be there at 7 o'clock. I couldn't wait that long.
What have you done to Roger? Every girl in town is after him.
I have made him irresistible.
Roger?
Believe me, Master, no woman can keep from falling in love with him. I saw it done once in a play from Aristophanes. Oh, there was this man.
Jeannie, why did you do it to him?
Oh, because the reason Major Healy would not come with us tonight was because he was ashamed. He could not get a date.
Ah, so you changed all that.
Yes, Master. Are you not pleased?
You're right, Jeannie. I'm not pleased.
But why?
Well, I don't know, really. I do know that if you did this to him, somehow, somewhere, it's got to lead to a disaster.
Oh, no, Master, not this time. This time you will see you are wrong. I've made Major Healy the happiest man in the world, and no trouble will come from it. Believe me, no trouble.
Hey, where did we get this, by the way?
Nice. If you look at the chart, you can see that after 10 minutes in the vacuum chamber, the respiration rate starts to change.
Excuse me, sir. Roger Healy.
Not to call me at the office. I know it's hard to get along without me, but you'll just have to.
No, I can't see until next week.
Hold on, maybe I can fit you in here.
How about Saturday? Saturday, here.
Okay.
Saturday. No. All right, so there's a cancellation, I'll fit you. All right. Sorry, it's an old friend of mine.
I understand.
I wish I did.
What?
Well, nothing, sir. What were you saying about these two charts?
Now, if we... Yes?
I didn't know you were busy.
Yeah, well, I'm busy.
Will you be tied up long?
Tied up long, please.
Call me later.
I'll call you.
Please, don't forget.
Yeah, I won't forget.
Major, when do you find time to work?
Well, sir, work is really all I'm interested in.
Now, we'll finish this in my office this afternoon.
This afternoon, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll see that the phones are shut off.
Roger Healy.
Oh, hi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, listen, a party in your father's yacht? The 19th? Oh, I'm sorry, the 19th. I'm booked up the 9th. Oh, yeah. How about the 27th? The party? Okay, party at your father's yacht. The 27th. Got it. Bye-bye.
Sue, Marilyn, Alice, Mary, Gina, Zelda?
See, Zelda.
You don't have the same name down here twice.
Well, it wouldn't be fair to the rest of them. You know that I work every day clear through November? It's the most fantastic thing that ever happened to me. Oh, I can't believe... You know something? You may not believe this, but I'm irresistible.
I've always found you irresistible.
Oh, come on, I mean it. I'm kind of a cross between, Sean Connery, Richard Burton, and Rex Harrison. No, come on now. I've always known it, but it seems like lately every woman in the whole world has discovered it.
Yeah, well, I must say, you must be having a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, I just hope I live long enough to enjoy it.
Yes, Major Healy's office. Oh, just a moment, please. It's your mother.
Come on. Roger Healy, I'm all booked up through November... Hello, Mother.
Now, you see, on this graph, the test that Roger and I made showed that the up curve on the respiration chart...
Where is Major Healy? I asked him to be here.
Oh, he ought to be along shortly, sir. Last time I saw him, he was talking to his mother.
Yes, I've seen some of his mothers. They're beautiful.
Hello, dear.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. Am I interrupting something?
Oh, no, dear. We're almost finished.
Just came from the Dulles Ladies' Aid meeting. It is my last year as chairman, I promise you, Alfred.
Yes, dear. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Major Nelson, Mrs. Bellows.
How do you do, Major Nelson? Pleasure to meet you. Major Nelson. Yes, my husband talks about you night and day.
Sorry I'm late, sir. I got tied up.
Yes. Oh, this is Major Healy, Mrs. Bellows.
Mrs. Bellows? I didn't know you were married, sir.
How do you do, Mrs. Bellows? You have a fine husband.
Major Healy?
Yes.
My husband and I insist that you join us for dinner this evening.
talk to you.
Well, I'm rather busy right now. If you'd like to make an appointment, I'll...
I want to talk to you now, and you better listen good.
Look, whoever you are,
just
I'm not...
Just call me Morgan, Major Healy.
Oh, I'm not Major Healy.
You're not?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's my mistake. Can you tell me where I might find him?
Oh, sure. He's right down the hall there.
Thank you. Sorry to bother you.
Yeah.
Bowling, 2-4. Okay.
Well, honey, I'm doing the best I can. I'm only one man. Now, you know I do. Now, honey, I've said it before. Of course I do.
Roger.
Oh, hi, Tony.
I got a...
Now, will you pull yourself together? Honey, well, what happened to the last autograph picture I gave you?
Roger, this is urgent. I got to talk to you.
You don't know what urgent is. I've got Zelda on the phone. Look, if I have a cancellation on the 7th, I'll call you, okay?
Yeah, would you just hang up?
Look, I've got to hang up, dear. Yeah, someone has to handle things. Goodbye. What is it?
Say hello to Morgan.
Hello, Morgan.
You Roger Healy?
Ask anyone.
Just drop by to congratulate you.
Oh, congratulate me? What for?
On your wedding Sunday.
I'm not getting married Sunday.
Yes, you are. Boys and me are picking you up at your apartment at 10 o'clock sharp. Be ready.
I hate to be nosy, but who is it I'm marrying? Well, if I offended you, forget I asked.
Evelyn and me was going to be married.
Evelyn?
But she's crazy about you. What Evelyn wants, she gets. Sunday, 10 o'clock. And if you're not there, you better be up in space, because that's the only place you're going to be safe. Astronauts. If you're doing that.
You think he meant it?
Yeah, I think we're doing it.
Oh, boy. I better find out if there's a space shot Sunday.
Yes. Are you really in love with this girl, Evelyn, whatever her name is?
Of course I'm in love with Evelyn. I'm in love with all of them. Agnes, Anne, Georgia.
Yeah, well, you can't be in love with all of them.
I don't know what it is. It's like turning a hungry kid loose in a candy store. Look, I can't get married. There'll be a mass wave of suicide.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
I wonder if I could speak to you a moment, Major Healy.
Oh, certainly, sir.
I don't quite know how to begin, Major. But,
Well, if it's about Mrs. Bellows, sir, why, I...
Yes, it's about Mrs. Bellows.
Well, I can assure you, sir, there's...
Oh, I'm not trying to pin the blame on anyone, Major. As a psychiatrist, I realize how complex these things can be.
Well, sir, it's not just Mrs. Bellows. It seems that all the girls...
But, because of my wife's infatuation, I find it, awkward for both of us to be here on the same base.
I agree with you, sir. It's...
I think it best if one of us leaves.
Well, I'll miss you, sir. I'm sorry. It's...
So I'm having you transferred to the Aleutians.
The Aleutians? Sir, I've been to the Aleutians. I wouldn't send my worst enemy to the Aleutians.
I would. You can plan on leaving in the morning.
I can't go to the Aleutians. I'm getting married Sunday.
Jeannie, I'd like to talk to you. Yes, I have some news for you.
Huh.
Do you remember me telling you that somehow, somewhere, what you did to Roger would lead to a disaster?
Yes, and you were wrong, were you not, Master?
No, I were not. The somehow is the Mafia, and the somewhere is the Aleutians.
I do not understand.
Oh, well, you see, Roger, on Sunday, is going to have to marry this gangster's girlfriend, only he's not going to be able to be there because Dr. Bellows is sending him to the Aleutian Islands.
Well, that is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
How does Major Healy get himself into these things?
Jeannie, you've got to help him.
I know. I will fix it so that all women hate him. Then there will be no reason for him to get married or be sent to the Aleutians.
No, you can't do that. No, you don't, really.
Why not?
Well, you can't destroy a man's ego. Couldn't you just make it possible for him to be a little less lovable?
Oh. Well, I do not know, Master. It may be too late.
Huh?
Excuse me.
Now, where are you going? Now. Jeannie.
Goodbye, Zelda. Goodbye, Nancy. Goodbye, girls. Goodbye, office.
Roger. Oh, Roger, I just heard.
Oh, take it easy, Mrs. Bellows. We're on government property.
I can't bear the thought of your being sent away.
I'll go to the Aleutians with you.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it. There's a lot of igloos and polar bears there.
Oh, I love igloos and polar bears.
Oh, well, Mrs. Bellows, you're just going to have to be brave. Just kind of hold on.
Oh. So here you are.
Yes, I was just telling Mrs. Bellows and she and the other girls are going to have to do without me.
And what do you say?
What do I say? I say we've been getting along just fine without him all these years. I think we can continue to do so.
You mean you don't mind if Major Healy leaves?
Mind? Darling, why should I mind? Couldn't care less whether he stays or goes.
What about the igloos and the polar bears?
Oh, dear, maybe you should keep him here. Keep him under observation.
Well, under the circumstances, Major, I don't see there's any point in your going to the Aleutians. We'll consider that order canceled.
Thank you, sir. Oh, thank you. I get your blame.
Shall we go, dear?
Yes.
Goodbye, Major.
Bye. Oh, Doctor.
Oh, yes?
Don't count on me for dinner tonight.
Hello, girls. Hello, girls. Hello. Ah, Nancy, 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 and Zelda. Oh.
Oh, darling. Oh. I heard you were leaving.
Oh, listen, don't panic, dear. Don't panic. I'm not leaving. I'm staying. Listen, about that marriage, Sandy.
Married? Me marry you? Are you joking? I told you I was engaged. You better pull yourself together, Major.
Hi, Roger Healy here. Hi, Mary. You remember we had a date this coming June? Yeah, well, I had a few cancellations, and I thought that you'd like to...
Single thing I ask you not to do.
But the problem is solved.
No, it's not. It's not solved at all. It's worse than ever. Do you know what it means not to be loved?
Well, yes, but I
think... Poor Roger must be shattered.
Oh, no, Master. Major Healy feels very loved.
How could he? There's not a girl in the world who would speak to him.
Well, Tony! Oh, Tony, open up!
What's
you gotta help me.
Huh? What? What's the matter?
Oh, what's the matter? They're after me.
Jeannie, I thought you said you fixed that.
Oh, I did. I did, Master.
Oh, don't open it up!